Hey everybody, producer Dave here. Thanks for tuning into the Plex podcast. The Plex is a live show every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond into red light. You can check it out at echoplexmedia.com/live, or you can watch on Twitch at twitch.tv/echoplexmedia. Also, don't forget to join our chat room at discord.me/echoplex. And if you feel like you get something out of this, please support us at Patreon, patreon.com/echoplex. Enjoy the show.
So please excuse my sarcastic tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample show. Mr. Bistro fraternity guy, you got my asshole bloodshot eyes. Get drunk and fight every night. Idolize Bradley, belittle women's rights. Homophobic, racist, and don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you can drive a bigger truck? So wear your baseball cap to the side to let everyone know that you're a nice guy. So cool, we're so impressed. Lots of chicks and a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. She's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. Nice guys rule the planet. Why just can't understand it? But could divine by deception and lies. Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, your car!
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, your car!
Read it to the lyrics, cause everybody gets their just desserts. Long as you remember that nice guy's bitch. You're next on the list. Such a nice guy who speaks through his fist. Prick with a penchant for messing with heads. A broken nose for dinner and breakfast in bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But you'll probably kill her before she gets away from you. Swims in a pool of blood and cry. All your friends say that you're a nice guy. Have a drink, this one's on me. Look, you're doing fine, losing to your disease. No muscles, I'll pack your bags. Bury you like cats, read it. You're a nice guy, we're all nice guys, but all of you are assholes. He's a nice guy, she's a nice guy, hey, Tom Bob's a nice guy,
all of you are assholes.
Nice guys rule the planet, the fundament, how could a body by the center and lies, social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, your God,
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, your God,
read it to the lyrics, so let the bloody spill quench your thirst, as long as you remember that nice guy's fish.
Everybody, welcome podcast listeners, welcome live viewers, welcome people on YouTube. If I could finally post to YouTube again, this is the Plex podcast. We do the show live every Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond into red light. I'm producer Dave, and you can find me damn near anywhere. The gal in the red room.
Hello, everybody. I'm the media wench. You can find me here on Echoplex Media doing a whole bunch of shows. Most of the time, go to our webpage, echoplexmedia.com, and check out our schedule. It is all on there. Also, what's on there, which we don't talk about enough, especially during the podcast recording, is eplex.xyz or Echoplex Radio. If you like the local music that we play on our shows, all of our shows, it is all sourced locally and all of it's available to search and request on our 24-hour radio station. The Sir in the Art Room.
I'm Historian Matt, and not really on any, many other shows, but you can find me sometimes in the chat, especially like on Thursday. If I'm free, I'll hang out in the chat and say hi and stuff. And earlier on Sundays, I have the Humanist Community of Silicon Valley's Sunday Forum, which we stream live to Facebook. So come check that out. Today, we did an overview of the crazy recall election and talked a little bit about the process and a couple of the people. There's way too many people to cover who's actually trying to become governor. But yeah, that was just kind of a discussion. Check it out if you get a chance. And that's all I got. So, Dave, are we giving the people what they want?
Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine. I hope you have a real nice day. The weather, the traffic, the time, and the news. How's your commute? What do you do? Sorry I'm late, I kept hitting snooze. It's just one of those days. You know what they say. It is what it is. Ignorance is bliss. When it rains, it pours. Couldn't ask for more. What goes around comes around, all in good time. I guess that your guess is as good as mine.
Everything's fine and everything's fine and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine and everything's fine and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine and everything's fine and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine and everything's fine. I hope you have a real nice day.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine and everything's fine and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine and everything's fine. I hope you have a real nice day.
All right, everybody, we're going to get right to the docket. We got the stories out of Florida. Unfortunately, we got some Florida doctors walking off the job, not because of the vaccine mandate, but because, you know, all the anti-vaxxers.
This is why.
Just moments ago, more than 75 doctors staged a walkout to protest the number of COVID patients coming to the hospitals who have not been
not
vaccinated.
Hearing anything. The thing,
yep, no audio.
Sanders, because Carrie, you're in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, at this doctor's walkout. Carrie, what, and I know the area very well. What Americans don't understand is for every unvaccinated person that's filling
the
up.
The audio is all the way on the right, and you guys are on mono. You only get the left channel.
Hospital's jammed. Somebody with a heart attack, and I've known somebody in this position, goes there, has trouble getting in, can't get treatment, can't get a bed. It is a nightmare for the doctors. It is a nightmare for the nurses. And to the doctor's point of view, it's worse yet for sick people that want help from them.
That is truly reflective of the frustration that you see behind me. And these doctors have gathered, some coming off their shifts to come out here, gathering to try to tell people, please, first of all, ignore the nonsense and the absurdities that you're hearing people say at public meetings and recognize the value of what a vaccine will do. 85% of the ICU beds in Florida are full. Now, there are some hospitals that have no space in the ICU. They've turned cafeterias, they've turned conference centers over to beds to house patients because they are so overwhelmed. Dr. J.T. Snarski is joining us here. She's one of the doctors. First of all, you hear that woman at the school board saying the absurdity. How does that make you feel, and how do you combat it?
It's incredibly frustrating because we know vaccines are safe and effective, and it's people who go out and talk against them that really go against physicians and medicine and science, and it's not the message we want to get across to people. Vaccines are safe, and we need to get our communities vaccinated.
It is significant. As I step out here, I can see they're all standing here, white jackets, some coming off of their shifts.
So yeah, that's pretty crazy. The doctors walked out because basically of the all the anti-vaccine propaganda that's happening on the internet. It's not surprising, and I don't think they like left their jobs for any like long period of time or whatever, right? They're just standing in front of the hospital kind of to make a point.
Yeah, that would, yeah. Good doctors. Thank you. Take horse pace instead.
Yeah. All right, so our next, don't take the horse paste instead, but that's funny because that's what our next clip is about, is the horse paste. An Oklahoma store is selling out of the horse paste. Maybe. Hmm. All right.
Technical difficulties.
It's just the browser. It's because it's from NBC News.
Fair.
So here we go. There'll be an ad. So yeah, people are buying up the fucking horse paste. We've been making a lot of great memes. Good job on the memes today, by the way, Meaty Wunsch.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have a magic tool.
It was great. Check out my Twitter. The memes on Twitter are great. God, this is a whole ass 30-second ad, dude. Fuck.
Jesus.
Wow.
All right, here we go.
Orange cleaner. Woo!
Once the damage is done, in these situations, you're not going back.
Damage that could cause long-term health problems. Doctors say Oklahomans are using the cow deworming medicine ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19, and is something medical experts are cautioning you not to do.
The FDA has said, please, please, this is not something that is recommended, and the manufacturing of the actual medicine has said, we have no evidence of effectiveness.
The FDA stating on its Twitter page, you are not a horse, you are not a cow. Stop. It says the drug, which has not been studied on humans, is used to treat or prevent parasites in animals. Doctors say there are two versions of ivermectin.
There is a human grade, but it is for parasite infections. 20 years ago was the last time that I've used ivermectin in a human.
We contacted 12 tractor supply stores and they all said they were sold out. Some even say ivermectin is gone within hours of shipment, and we're selling out. I mean, we even have please don't eat signs up. One says, we haven't received the shipment in 2 weeks. I think it's because people are consuming it.
There's too much potential for error if a person goes in and takes a veterinary product that's intended for large animals.
Scott Schaefer with the Oklahoma Poison Control Center says since May, there have been 10 poison calls related to ivermectin.
It could be dizziness, cardiac rhythm problems, blood pressure issues, primarily low blood pressure, especially when mixed with some other medications. There is no dose. There is no dose for this because there is no evidence that it's going to work.
That was crazy.
Oh, man. Yep.
Fucking
horse paste.
Fucking horse paste, and also fucking not being able to use Brave means everything like auto plays and shit. Yeah, it's fucking, I'm not surprised, honestly. I mean, how surprised are you about this?
I'm not surprised that they decided on something crazy, but I'm a little surprised it was ivermectin. I don't know. I thought it would be Something else. Don't know what, but yeah.
We've been on this. We were the first ones on this ivermectin shit, by the way. Just so everybody knows. We were on it way early because we watched the fucking Galaxy Brain Humidor.
I thought it would go away quickly, but it just keeps building. It drives me crazy. I don't understand.
Don't eat the horse paste.
Well, that's not what fucking Dennis Prager says. Also, if you notice, he's got his little DP logos up again.
It looks like a Baskin Robbins logo, but like not.
Yeah. Oh man, I hate this. All right.
I hate this too.
All right, let's go. Here's Dennis Prager.
Oh God.
Well,
he's like what a tube of paste is like when it becomes sentient.
Well, it's a bad day when a talk show host knows more about how to treat COVID than most doctors and the NIH.
You do not.
Oh, this is the Surf remix.
Such a person. And it is with no pride that I say it. It is with embarrassment for my country.
And shame for the medical profession.
So all of you who have supported the doctors and Fauci and the others not recommending ivermectin, you have participated in death. Abundance of caution. AOC.
Is he going to actually come up with any actual supposed evidence?
No, he's fucking...
Abundance of caution.
Dipshit Prager.
Too much horse paste.
After treating about 100 residents with ivermectin...
Those are the residents?
In the arms of the angel.
You have participated in death.
So that was a remix done, it looks like it was by the Surfs. Shout out to the Surfs. But yeah, of course Dennis Prager's on that ivermectin shit. It's like the current grift, right? You don't have to do much thinking, and you can rile up a bunch of people who might be inclined to already like your content or whatever. And if you're Dennis Prager, ready-made for you, because we've watched his fireside chats. He's just not that interesting.
Yeah. But this reminds me, like, people who are pushing the horse paste keep saying that they have all this evidence and they know better than doctors and stuff. But I don't remember seeing any evidence whatsoever. Like they're not even like pretending to come up with evidence. You know, they say they have it, but nothing, they don't show anything.
They're just going with the, oh, well, it hasn't proven not to defense.
Well, so what's going on is there were some low quality studies, some where they only tested medical professionals. One of the studies had like 18 participants. One of them had more people and had a little more randomization, but it was retracted because I'm not getting the reason they thought it was retracted. The reason it was retracted is there was some evidence the data was fabricated. And so this lady, Tess Laurie, did this meta-analysis of all these bad studies that everybody's trying to lean on. And so, like, but garbage in, garbage out. You don't have to be a fucking horse paste scientist to know that. Horse paste.
Meta-studies in themselves are kind of garbage. I mean, you can do them correctly, and they can be useful, but it's really, really hard, and it's hard to... You shouldn't put too much weight in meta studies. They're good for saying, hey, maybe we should look into something further, unless they're based on already bad studies, as this seems to be.
I mean, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I'd have bought stock in ivermectin, like ivermectin companies. I'd have bought stock in the local feed store or whatever. open a feed
bought
store.
Stock in Tractor Supply, right?
Call it Pastorama for your horse, of course.
Right.
And here's a Louis Gohmert, the dumbest person in U.S. Congress. Okay, now that's maybe a little questionable. One of the dumbest people in the United States Congress, Louis Gohmert, is about to talk to the Turning Points USA Texas Youth Summit. Because if there's somebody that makes me think of youth, it's fucking Louis Gohmert.
I am so thrilled that Donald Trump was president when we needed vaccine. And he got the government out of the way enough so they could develop some vaccine very quickly. If this guy that's president now had been president last year, this country had been in even more trouble than it is now. And he's only been there about 8 months. But he got government out of the way so it could be developed quickly. The trouble is, these vaccines were only approved for emergency use. Now you have Pfizer that's been approved, but there's so much long-term they don't know. And now that the pandemic is under more control, we need to get back to our freedom of saying, look, here's my pre-existing conditions.
Who the fuck is stopping this decrepit fucking crypt keeper from saying whatever the fuck he wants?
Well, he wasn't saying our freedom of speech. Well, he said our freedom to say, but I think he meant he was going to say our freedom to say, let's open up or let's, you know. But yeah, this guy's dumb. I mean, like, incredibly dumb, like fantastically, like probably dumber than Marjorie the Gathering dumb. Possibly hey. Dumber than Dan Bidondi.
Hey, they're stepping on his freedom to oppress the lower class and to like working their lives away at making money for him or something. I don't know.
Breaking news from the stock market. Tractor Supply Company stock is up.
Could even take one. And let me tell you, the more that we find out, I don't know if y'all saw, but a month after President Trump left office, the American Journal of Medicine came out with a great article that they had discovered a regimen of medication that when taken together early in COVID, that you may have heard of it, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, Z-Pak, azithromycin, zinc, and Dr. Bartlett from Midland recommends a steroid nebulizer. Heck, Hannity called me every day.
What did he call you?
Days after I tested positive.
Late for dinner.
Make sure I have what I need.
Probably.
I mean, that's a nice guy. That's a friend. And Dr. Bartlett called me 2 or 3 days to make sure I was doing the nebulizer. Apparently, according to him, the steroid helps coat the alveoli cells, as I understand it. And
stop. This is embarrassing, even for you.
Infect them.
Okay, listen, I'm just going to tell you straight up. Somebody 1 year ago, 2 years ago would have said to you, listen, there's going to be a speech at a Turning Point USA where they're going to cheer for Horst DeWormer. I'm like, I don't know about that. Not going to bet the farm on that one.
Yeah.
Just boo. Just boo. It's fine.
Remember when we, like, one of our first bits where you made up, like, 2 headlines and found a real one and we had to try to guess which one was, or you found 2 real headlines or something like that. We had to guess which one was the real headline.
Yeah, I would have made up this shit about the horse dewormer. No, I wouldn't even made it up. I'm not that fucking creative. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't think you could play that game anymore. Like, it'd be all of them. All of them are real headlines.
Right. Even if I thought one of them wasn't real, one of you would search it and be like, actually, there's a headline that says exactly that. It's from WorldNet Daily 2 weeks ago, Dave. You suck at this.
Exactly.
So you know how, actually kind of be a fun game to play in reverse would be to like make up headlines and then search them to see if they're real thing.
Oh, that's a fun one. Yeah, yeah. If we had a much bigger chat, we could do that. Anyway, you know how we have a palate cleanser, often a musical palate cleanser?
Yes.
This is the opposite of that.
Oh, no.
Severin vaccine. Nanoparticles in hydrogel steal the sense of taste and smell. 666, you're straight from hell. Vaccine.
Dolly Parton would come down and punch you right in the throat.
Vaccine.
Keep your spike protein and kiss my ass. Dude, Dolly Parton donated a hell of money to fucking to get the Moderna vaccine produced and shit. She would be, that I'm comfortable speaking on the behalf of Auntie Dolly and saying she doesn't like that at
all. Probably didn't like that. Yeah, that was that song, Jolene or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that was the opposite of a palate cleanser. Don't worry. We have another musical number that's also not a palate cleanser, but we do have two palate cleansers back to back tonight, and they're coming up soon. I promise. I promise. Just hang in there, everybody. We'll make it to the palate cleansers. So Fox News did a Fox News alert when the vaccine got approved, full approval. And within a minute, 9 second clip, they said what took so long. And then they asked if it was rushed. I'm not kidding. Watch.
FDA just giving full approval to Pfizer's COVID vaccine. It's the first vaccine to get that full approval and in record time, too. That has critics asking if the process was rushed. Was it? Well, let's bring in Admiral Brett Giroir, former Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary. And of course, he was our testing czar. So tell us a little bit, sir, about what this moment means to get full approval.
Well, this is a very big moment in Operation Warp Speed history and the history of our vaccines, our fight against the pandemic. Prior to this, we had emergency use authorization. What that really meant is that the public health benefits outweighed the known and potential harms. What this says today is we know the benefits, we know the harms, and this vaccine is safe and effective, and every confidence can be given to that. Americans should feel very good, even better than they did yesterday, about getting the vaccine.
Yeah, what took so long?
Well, it is a complicated process, and I know there are many, many good professionals, incredible professionals at the FDA. I was acting commissioner. It does take a while because all the data is looked at in detail. You know, every page is turned, the facilities are inspected.
Was this rushed also? What took so long? I can't believe it. And honestly, if you weren't paying that much attention, you wouldn't have noticed it, right? If you were just kind of watching TV while you were doom scrolling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the Fox viewers might be doom scrolling Telegram and the QAnon channels or whatever, but yeah, you might not even notice.
I like how the whole like anti-vax group immediately pivoted when one of the vaccines got fully approved. Because before they're like, it's not actually approved by the FDA. You shouldn't take it. They're experimenting on us. And then they're like, it's approved, but they're still experimenting on us. I don't know.
Right. You trust the FDA.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. All right. So this is Donny O'Sullivan from CNN. Does great work. He's going to interview people outside the Trump rally. It's going to be about, well, you know, this is basically the all ivermectin all the time cast now. So
no, not getting that vaccine. No, 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 no.
Hey, we got some anti-mask stuff in here as well.
Are you vaccinated?
No, but I have a lot of hydrochloroquine and zinc at my house.
So have you got your vaccine shot?
Nope, don't want it.
No? Why?
They ain't tested it enough, from my opinion.
Yeah. The Pfizer shot is about to get full FDA approval. Would that change your opinion on it at all?
Not until they do a whole lot more investigating in on it.
Yeah.
Nothing's going in me until then.
Right. Do you think that would take a long time?
About 10 years or so.
What I don't trust the government. I don't trust CDC. I don't trust none of them.
They'll be dead by then, so it doesn't matter.
Because I've watched Dr. Tenpenny, and she's done a lot of research on
Tenpenny?
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
What'd she say?
Dr. Tenpenny? Don't you remember her? We've been making fun of her for years.
Mm-hmm.
She flamed out a Kaku once when she tried to fucking say that the chemtrails can contain vaccines, I think. The high wire, Dr. Dent,
a discredited conspiracy theorist who pushes dangerous misinformation about vaccines.
I'm sure you've seen the pictures all over the internet of people who've had these shots and now they're magnetized. They put a key on their forehead, it sticks. They can put spoons
with non-magnetic stuff. That's amazing.
Those and other unhinged false claims landed Tenpenny on a list known as the Disinformation Dozen, super spreaders of COVID misinformation.
You only came up with 12?
12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information.
But Tenpenny and others in the Disinformation Dozen are finding appeal among some Trump supporters.
My own doctor tried to get me to get the shot, and I told him to go watch Dr. Tenpenny.
So you trust this woman on the internet more than your own doctor?
Wow.
I do.
To listen to the internet or to listen to, rather than the professionals, the scientists, the CDC, the FDA, if you look at the history of vaccine, it's been, again, the greatest gift we've ever been given. People today wouldn't be at any of these events.
Thank you, Florence.
They would have polio. They would have smallpox. They would have many other diseases. Vaccines have saved us.
Trump came here to Alabama Saturday. It's the state with the lowest vaccination rate in the nation. And
he can't even afford all the letters of Make America Great Again anymore. He could just only afford MAGA on his hat.
His timid suggestion his supporters should get the shot was met with jeers.
Charge it by the letter.
You know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay?
Trump got the vaccine, though.
Yeah, they keep saying that. I don't know that. I mean, I'm not.
She didn't give it to him.
You don't think Trump did, huh?
I don't think he did. Yeah. I really.
He took all kinds
so
of shit.
People's minds, so many people who don't want to get the shot. This is a Republican-Democrat thing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we know. But I will tell you, I don't personally see that that virus came over here on a donkey or on an elephant. And it's affecting everybody.
I watch Prophets of God and Newsmax and maybe a little Fox. That's about it. That's about it.
See what the problem is.
But I've kind of turned away from news. I don't want to listen to it. I want to listen to what God's saying, what he's fixing to do. That's all I'm concerned about. I think it is his time where God
I traded in all my gold bullion and bought Jim Baker buckets of slop.
What are you?
I am a I'm a goat because I ain't a sheep. I'm not doing what they tell me to do.
You are not a goat, man.
I'm fighting against
or the goat.
She's like the greatest of all Trumpets.
Do you think the former president saying that he got the shot, although you said it was timid, nevertheless, he did say it. Do you think it convinced anyone?
Because he didn't want to get jumped after the fucking rally.
No, it didn't seem like that, Anderson. I mean, and I think that is something that Trump knows. We know Trump likes to take credit for things, and he can, in many respects, take credit for the development of this vaccine. But he knows that so many...
I mean, he did absolutely nothing for the vaccine, but whatever.
It is a red line for them. And it's really remarkable to hear, you know, so many folks we've spoken to do not want to be, as that woman described it, a sheep. They don't want to take this vaccine. They view it as a political statement, almost. And some folks are so intent on not becoming part of this herd of sheep, they're going as far as taking medicine for horses. So it is a very troubling situation here. And as you heard from that public health official, Judy Smith, in our piece, some folks are only willing to take the shot once they see a family member or loved one really, really sick in hospital.
Yeah. Donovan Sullivan, appreciate it. Thanks.
Also, you motherfuckers are not taking goats, dude. No, you can't have it.
Well,
cannot.
In chat, too, they were saying that the sheep would be like God's flock or whatever. And the goat actually represents Satan, which is important.
Uh-oh, looks like another music one.
Whatever.
Maybe?
Nah, I can make this happen. So we have a two palate cleanser night this evening. The first palate cleanser is a song. It's going to be unlike the song we listened to before, in that it's great.
This is just...
Just woke up, should I drink water and stretch?
Oh, no. I'm gonna drink three cups of coffee and smoke a cigarette instead.
And then I'll go on social media until it's dinner time.
Yeah, smoke some weed and then I binge eat. Then I got a little time to complain online. I'm anxious.
Ooh, it's a mystery. What could it be?
Possibly it's all your apathy.
Why am I anxious?
To make my life feel better. Accept anything that makes my life feel better.
I'm self-aware, got that headspace up. Because I care.
Talk in the world, don't mean shit if just like the sky. You're a hypocrite.
Who you calling hypocrite? I'm a fucking martyr. I'm giving up sugar and no milk products either. Still feel anxious, it's just not fair for someone like me. So self-aware.
You're not self-aware, you're a big dumb fuck with a dumb fuck face. And I
if you're so smart, why am I sad?
Because twice a week you get on the bag.
Well, maybe it's that.
It's definitely that.
Do I need more hugs?
Stop taking drugs.
I guess we'll never know for sure.
Yes, we will, motherfucker. It's because
why am I anxious?
You only sleep 4 hours a night.
Why am I anxious?
Never, ever.
That was rhetorical.
yourself without a shirt on and the caption. Can anybody tell me?
Even though I ask, I don't want to know. I want to get better, but slow.
Why am I anxious? I don't know what's good for me.
Except everything. Oh, I think that could be it.
That was super cute.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking laughed my ass off. Yeah, I laughed so hard, so hard.
Yeah, that was super cute. And being anxious is actually the proper and correct response to everything that's going on in the world right now. That was really good. We didn't just need one palate cleanser, though. We needed two palate cleansers this evening. Our second palate cleanser is about ivermectin. But it's great. And it's a song, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been taking ivermectin for about a week now.
Oh, no, it's not.
That hooked me up. I did have to add this butt wiper because this stuff makes you shit uncontrollably. But hey, at least I didn't take the vaccine like all you sheep.
There we go. That was our second palate cleanser. That was pretty funny.
I feel like a lot of good clips could be made. Remember that one Vice show that was on like hella days ago about the people that like to dress up as ponies?
No.
Missed that one.
You missed that one? We covered it on a long pod ago. Okay. On Go Fuck Yourself.
All right, so this is going to be the saddest thing you've ever seen. This is Tim Pool and Jack Posobiec doing a music together. That was it.
Okay.
All right. We got Marjorie the Gathering next. She wants Kamala Harris impeached because, of course, she does. This is only 15 seconds. All right. Sure. Whatever. This is going to be the least Marjorie the Gathering we've had on the show in quite some time.
So Kamala Harris, for her not to speak out about this, for her not to fly over to Afghanistan to the Kabul airport is disgraceful and unforgivable. She should be impeached as well. All of them are complicit in this, and they knew. They knew.
So is Kamala Harris supposed to fly out to the Kabul airport and like rescue people? Like that fucking movie where the president was a badass with Harrison Ford in it. I forget the name of it. But like, oh, don't worry about what the name of it is.
Sure. She should fly over there and pick people up with her bare hands and carry them back to the U.S.
Right,
but not to the U.S. because then there would be immigrants, and we can't have that.
She's the vice president. She has the power to change forms into a giant fucking eagle.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what a dumb thing to like. Why would any person fly there who doesn't absolutely need to fly there? It's a dangerous place. If she went out there, in fact, all she would do is make things more difficult for the people there because she's like a person with a big profile, you know?
The real question is why you're trying to logically analyze Marjorie the Gathering.
Because, sir, this is what we do.
Fair enough.
But it's not like we're trying to analyze. We already know it's stupid. We're just trying to see how many ways we can find out that it is stupid.
Okay, that's a worthy goal. Then.
We're describing all of the ways it is stupid.
So apparently Rudy Giuliani was shaving at a table at a restaurant, and Michael Rapaport saw him doing it and gives commentary on it.
Look at this shit. Live from JFK Sunday in JFK. Look at Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York, you nasty, filthy, sloppy, disgusting, filthy fucking animal. I'm showing it again. Show it again. shaving yourself in public? You fucking pig. You should be ashamed of yourself. Lock him up, you fucking dog, you.
That's really weird, but okay.
Ma, he's back! What is this fucking thing? Yeah, he's funny as fuck.
All right, so this is Eric Metaxas. He's been making a few more appearances lately on our show, although I feel like we've had him on like before, probably during Red Light. And he's going to talk about a skiing trip he went on.
Okay.
I'm at on the ski slopes. I'm skiing, obviously, without a mask, okay? And I ski all the way down right onto the lift, right? A young guy, you know, tall guy, maybe 24 years old, is like, sir, you got to put on your mask. And like, I'm getting on the lift by myself. Right? And I looked at him, I said, you've got to be kidding. You know, like I'm a lot older, I'm more than twice his age, so I'm like, you got to be kidding.
What the fuck does that mean?
It was implied. And.
So what if the guy would have been twice your age?
Here's where it gets serious. He stopped the lift.
Yes.
In other words, how did it happen in Germany? That these young brown shirts would behave like that.
Not let you go skiing?
I was astonished because I thought this is how it happened.
Chat thinks this didn't happen. Chat thinks this is a Jacob Wohl hipster cafe story.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But also, like, in what he was Nazi Germany, I think he was referring to, like, it's the thing doesn't actually go. At first, they came for the people trying to ski. Like, it just doesn't. That's just not the way it goes. Like,
then they came for your artisanal cupcake shop.
First, they came for your mask. Wait, oh, I mean, they forced you to wear a mask. Yeah.
I feel like, I think chat's right. I think that shit didn't happen.
You're probably right.
But. If he was asked to wear a mask, I'm also suggesting that he would probably do that. It's fucking weird. Some of the regulations seem weird, I guess, but like asking somebody to wear a mask on the ski lift, it's fucking cold anyway.
Yeah, I was surprised he wouldn't be wearing, again, it didn't happen. Whatever.
Yeah, the more you think about it, the less sense it makes, actually.
Yeah. But he likes face freeze, sir.
Oh.
Face freeze. It's like frostbite, but just your face. Face bite. But not like a really angry rabbit doing a face bite, but like face bite. Oh, man. All right. Well, this is a sad story. This is a Colorado volleyball coach who got fired by a Christian school because he's gay. Oops.
Be gay or admit that I wasn't gay and that I was just having what they call the spiritual battle.
That was the choice Inoke Tonga says he had to make. A gay man, but also a volleyball coach at Valor Christian High School. He says this happened during a conversation with the school's campus pastor and athletic director.
And they started the conversation saying that somebody, a staff member, had found something on my Facebook of an interview and being highlighted as a gay man and me identifying as a gay man.
Valor says that post suggested Tonga may not support the school's beliefs around sexuality and marriage. Tonga was planning to coach volleyball for a second season with the school, but after this conversation last week, he says he decided to leave.
They did say it was a danger to be in front of the kids. And that to protect the kids, I couldn't be in front of them.
Tonga says staff gave him the option to stay under certain conditions.
I had to denounce being a gay man, cut off any goals I had of marrying the love of my life, and delete the posts, and then also accept their help to becoming a child of God. And I just felt immediately that denouncing who I was never going to be an option.
In a statement, the school says they agreed with Tonga that a separation was appropriate.
I thought of my boys, thought of my girls. And that's ultimately, you know, after a day, after 2 days, ultimately why I decided to speak up.
After sharing his story, Tonga says he's received an overwhelming amount of support from parents and strangers. That's motivating him to continue coaching somewhere else.
It's humbling. It's very humbling for me.
Kelly, come to California. You'll be fine.
Oh, man. It's go ahead, Matt.
I'm assuming that high school lost all of their federal funding, if they're getting any.
It's a Christian school, so I don't know.
Yeah.
The school is within their rights, but that doesn't mean they're not dicks.
Yeah, well, they're not in their rights if they're getting federal funding there. I mean, specifically, they can't accept any federal or state level funding. Like they have to be fully funded themselves if they're going to get away with that. They're still total dicks.
Yeah, I don't know where the funding comes from. I didn't take too big a look into it. It's just like if it's a private school, you can't do that at a public school, right? There's no circumstance under which you just can't. You can't do that at a public school. But that's why that's why it's a private school and it's a religious school. So like, I don't know, like maybe he'll be better off not being there anyway, but it just kind of sucks for the kids. Cause that guy seemed like a totally nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, you know, maybe the kids liked him. Maybe the parents liked him, but you know, it's fucking sometimes religion just ruins shit for people for no good fucking reason. And that was one of those times. Dude's probably a hella cool volleyball coach.
Yep.
Well, this week has been real and it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. Here's Jesse Waters.
And one of the things about Afghanistan, Jesse, is the fact that you have had the Taliban allowed Al-Qaeda to flourish there. That's where they plotted and planned attacks. But it didn't just start with 9/11. If you go back to 1996 or so when they first constituted themselves, then they were all these attacks that kept coming, like the Cole, for example, the USS Cole, and our embassies in Eastern Africa. Like, it just kept coming.
Now Afghanistan's officially a failed state. Terror state, armed to the teeth with our war chest. And like ants, all these terrorists are going to crawl right into these mountains and they're just going to fester and plan and plot and arm up. And who knows what they're going to do? It's really about priorities. You touched on it. Millie focused on white rage, mm-hmm. while Muslim rage is the real threat. House Democrats supposed to have oversight over this administration, over the military. There's no oversight. They're focused on oversight of the last administration. They're focused on January 6th. They're slapping.
Well, that did happen here.
Not focused on the future or the present. Nancy Pelosi today is in San Francisco yucking it up with some of her liberal buddies. She's not focused.
About women's rights.
Rights. Joe Biden has not been heard from today. The commander in chief. Donald Trump put out a press release before he did. Bill de Blasio put out a press release before the commander in chief. President's acting like he could just walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, is he going to lead with Bill?
I mean, literally, it says that President Biden spoke Nancy after 12 service members were killed.
Spending bills
like right under.
In the beginning,
yeah, it says soon.
Yeah.
From vacation.
Somebody in the production booth is fucking with him.
And then going back on vacation. So, you know, I don't know what he's going to say, but he has to do a lot better than he has been. He's unfocused. He's undisciplined. And there's no priority here. He was kneeling with WNBA players the other day, flashing the jersey, having a nice photo op. And this was all because he wanted the 9/11 20th anniversary photo op for him to have to bookend the war on his watch. And it blew up
now.
In his face.
And one of the
oops, but like this, there was no 9/11 anniversary yet.
Yeah, that's like that's that.
Also, weren't these the same people who were cheering Trump on when he was trying to? We made the deal and started the process
in May. He wanted him out by May 1st.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Oh, look at him making peace in the Middle East."
Just shout out to the person in the control room who, like, as soon as Waters started talking about how Biden doesn't say anything, put up the Chiron that said Biden to speak soon. Coming up next. All right. So we're going to make it through the whole fucking docket tonight.
Whoa.
We're going to make it through the whole podcast docket. And we started on the horse paste. We came back to the horse paste. We came back to the horse paste again. And we're coming back to the horse paste one more time. This is Tucker Carlson hosting Glenn Greenwald. And Glenn Greenwald goes full horse girl in this interview.
Horace Pace, the new bathroom.
Just get Glenn Greenwald. He's smart. Maybe he'll know what the hell's going on. Because I don't, but something is. What do you think is happening?
This is a Surf's remix.
The question of Biden's capabilities, obviously the corporate wing of the media, the liberal corporate wing, is liberal. Their closest relationships in the media are with the CIA, are with the Pentagon, are with the national security state, losing to what is essentially a primitive fighting force. The Democratic voters revere the CIA, revere the FBI. It's Republicans who are skeptical of the deep state.
Oh, shit. Good job, Lance.
Ivermectin, that's the current debate. It's a therapeutic that many are saying is somewhat of a miracle drug. Perhaps we'll see.
No, it's not.
In treating COVID-19. But even the idea of ivermectin, Glenn, is totally pushed off of social media. I mean, you will get banned. You'll get red flagged. Brett Weinstein, for example, has had his podcast almost kicked off of YouTube for even considering that ivermectin could be a good potential therapeutic. Now, today, it's announced the University
kicked
of Oxford,
off now?
Oxford is testing ivermectin as a possible treatment for COVID-19. I can't help but avoid the idea, Glenn, that these stories are connected. It's all coming back to some sort of mind control. Why can we not even consider possible alternatives to, I guess, what is endorsed by Big Pharma?
I think you put your finger on exactly the point. When you say that some people say this is a potentially effective treatment,
by some people, what you're referring to are medical doctors and scientists as credentialed as anyone, including Dr. Fauci.
There is a human version of the product, but it's not approved to treat COVID-19 because there's no evidence it helps.
It's for livestock. We're not livestock. Hey, dosage rates for what? This is for livestock. I mean, one tube will treat a 1,250-pound horse.
That was great. Yeah, that was a Surf's remix of that. And yeah, Glenn Greenwald has gone full horse girl. This has been the all ivermectin all the time channel since before ivermectin hit the mainstream. And I'm real sorry about that, everybody. But also, like, you know, tell a friend. We were ahead of the curve again.
Again, yeah. Imagine that.
Always ahead of the curve. All right, we got one more story on the docket. We may have a fucking less than an hour pod this evening, but that's fine. Don't worry, I'll be here late. I'm assuming I haven't even had a beverage yet. And then we're just going to end with, like, Al Roker's got to be 114 years old, and they should not do this to him.
We're going to get an update right now on Hurricane Ida from our friend, Today Show co-host Al Roker. He's already in New Orleans, which is in the track of this storm. And Al, this looks like a monster storm that's coming. What can you tell us?
All right, sorry. I guess we lost communication.
I shouldn't laugh.
Communications, Chuck. Right now, we are looking at imminent landfall of this storm. Winds of 150 miles per hour are right now forecast. But we expect landfall in the next couple of hours. They will be at 155 miles per hour. Storm surges upwards of 15 to 16 feet, 20 inches of rain or more with this system. The eye wall, 15 miles wide with 150 mile per hour winds. It's basically a 15 mile wide F3 tornado. That's what's coming in to this area. And so, as this system comes in, people have hunkered down. They are doing their best, but I'm telling you, Chuck, the difference between a Category 1 storm and a Category 4, as far as the wind destruction, over 330 times more powerful. So we are waiting for this to make landfall, and once it makes landfall, it's going to slowly make its way inland up through the Mississippi River Valley, Ohio River Valley, and then into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast later on this week.
That's one hell of a microphone.
That is going to wreak real havoc.
That's Chuck, for sure. Al Roker, God, get out of that unsafe weather there.
No, don't send him there.
Yeah, don't they have like a young weather guy to send there?
But what benefit do we get by sending a young, healthy person there either? I've never understood this. They used to make Anderson Cooper do that shit too. Like, were they just like, couldn't they just find a camera feed like from the coast so that you can watch the live?
That'd probably be a lot better. Yeah. They can put it like he can be in front of a green screen with it behind him.
Right.
Maybe he could be wearing the same thing and just have like a fan blowing on him. So it moves a little bit. And yeah, it's just the same.
I'm a storm chasey person. I like to go play in weather, especially if it's like raining so hard you cannot see in front of you. That makes me giggle like I'm on a roller coaster.
But that's different than having them send you out there to do a news hit.
Well, maybe he wants to. Maybe he's just like, I'm going to fucking die soon. I'm going to die fucking in the middle of a hurricane on national television. Fuck it. I'm 114.
I'm just saying news organizations should stop doing this to the people who report on the weather and the climate and stuff. It's fucking stupid. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't like provide any perspective. All you're doing is like making a spectacle of a person who is like a meteorologist or something. And I just think it's bad. I don't even know if Al Roker's a meteorologist. I just know that like they should stop doing that. I don't like it. I think it's dumb. And I think like, I'm surprised nobody's been pulled out to sea just trying to get a real good shot yet.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised Al didn't get pulled out right then. He got hit by a couple of good waves, it looked like.
Splashy. And the wind picked it up and threw it at him.
Well, shit. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, podcast listeners, for listening to the podcast part of the show. Thanks, live listeners. Hang out. We're not going anywhere. We may or may not have one Mr. Andy Nolch, depending upon whether or not he shows up. I have a feeling he will. He's never no-showed on us. And if we do get Andy Nolch and you're checking the podcast out of this, I'll post the Andy Nolch later. Follow us twitch.tv/EchoPlexMedia and tell a friend about this show. This is Chocolate by Kenny Thomas and the Southern Baptists, and we'll be back with Red Light.